It was 1 o'clock in the morning, like I was in bed. I woke, I had a very low bed, you know, lower than this. And I woke up, well, not woke up, I was asleep, and I just put my arm out the bed like into icy cold water. Of course, that gave me a start, you know. And I shook my husband and said we were flooded or something. And he just grabbed hold of the baby and me, and we all sort of tried to swim out the house, and the water was coming up and up all the time. And we got out into the garden, and there's an old chicken shed there. So he put me on the chicken shed with the baby, and his mum was screaming for help, because she lived next door, see. So he said, I'll go and try to rescue mum. He put me on the chicken shed and the baby, and went and tried to break in and get his mum, you know. Well, he got his mum out and dragged her along to the chicken shed. She couldn't get on it because she was 22 stone, you know. So she just stood there in the water, and I stood there holding the baby and holding her hand in the water. And then some neighbours was up in the loft up just at the back of us, so he said, go up, try to get up there and see if I can get a blanket for to cover the baby up, because we had no clothes on the time. We'd struggled out the house with all the furniture floating about. And he went up in this lady's loft. Anyway, she didn't give us a blanket. And he came back again, and he couldn't speak anymore. He had locked jaw. And he sat on the chicken shed with us, and I must have been in shock or something, you know, by then, you know, and so cold. Kept calling out for help. Nobody, didn't seem to be nobody around. And then all of a sudden I heard a terrible, my mother-in-law went first. She let go of my hand and she was gone, floated away like. And then I heard a terrible screaming when I looked where my husband was gone. Know where he was gone till after the hospital business. And and then I sat there another 3 hours, you know, keep on getting on people's furniture as it floated by and trying to keep me and the baby up out the water. Because they put like these search marks on all the houses, and mine already had it on. They'd looked once and thought nobody was there. And then this big searchlight came on me, and Mickey Saunders, that's the man who rescued me, he had a rubber dinghy. He said he'd been trying to get the boats from Lee, they couldn't get them or something. They put me in this rubber dinghy and the baby, and took us up to the end of the road and put us in a old army lorry or some lorry like that, and put a tarpaulin over us because we had no clothes on, you know. And then he took us to the rest centre in Benfleet, and we saw the doctor, and the doctor said these two have got to go to hospital right away. The doctor cut me boy's face and put it straight because he had locked jaw as well. And we went to Rochford Hospital, and just as we got in Rochford, I didn't know at the time, but my baby died as got in the gate, but I didn't know. They didn't tell me that till afterwards. And they laid us all on mattresses in the on the floor in the foyer, like, you know, because they had no beds, and put up water bottles all round us, you know. And then, you know, I was like a celebrity then. Everybody kept coming to see who I was and who this Mrs. Morgan was, and Bernard Brain, you know, the politician, he came. They put all screens around my bed, and anybody could come and see me any time of the day or any time of the night without asking, like, you know. And because as the nurse kept going by, I kept asking her how my boy was, and they didn't tell me he was dead. They said he was up in the children's ward and he was all right, you know. And then me Mum and Dad, a neighbour told me, Mum and Dad, like, that there'd been floods on Canby, so they went round all the hospitals trying to find me. And then my dad came and took me out of the hospital, and he said, "What you waiting for?" I said, "I'm waiting to take the baby home." And he couldn't tell me that the baby was dead. So they had to get a priest, you know, and they locked me in this room with this priest, and he told me that the baby was dead, you know. And then I went home. I was home about a week, I think, and I went into the rest centre again, you know, to try and get something to wear or and something to eat. And then the somebody said the Queen Mother would like to speak to you, Queen Mother and Princess Margaret, you know. So they got me over in some corner, and the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret came and spoke to me. And they kept taking all these photos. I had all the photos still about 3 weeks ago, and I destroyed them. And Churchill, he came and spoke to me down at the rest centre. And then I was home a week, and I collapsed, and I had pneumonia and pleurisy. So I was back again at Rochford. And I was in there a good few weeks after that, you know. I went back straight away after the first week to see if I could rescue anything, you know, but it was just no use. And everything just, you picked it up, it just dropped, you know, it wasn't worth them. I lost all my home and everything, you know. Wasn't worth bothering with, you know.